The battle over early voting in Florida has been fought largely along party lines. In lawsuits and on the floor of the legislature, Democrats have charged that Republicans were suppressing voters by shortening the early voting period and making other elections law changes in 2011. The package of changes approved by the Republican-controlled legislature and Republican Governor Rick Scott came under fire during Florida's rocky general election in November, with extremely long lines and confusion about precincts in many South Florida counties. Scott reversed his position last month, telling CNN he was considering several changes.
I think there's three things. One, the length of the ballot. Two, we've got to allow our supervisors more flexibility on the size of their polling locations. And three, the number of days we have. We've got to go back and look at the number of days of early voting.
Now, the same lawmaker behind the controversial 2011 measure, Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla of Miami, has filed a bill that would extend early voting from 8 to 9 days. That would include the Sunday before the election, a day that many Democrats had complained was lost during the previous shortening of days from 14 down to 8. But the Florida Democratic Party is not happy with Diaz de la Portilla's proposed change. Democrats spokeswoman Brandon Jordan says election reform must start with a repeal of 2011's House Bill 1355, which she refers to as the voter suppression law.
We think that the Republican proposal is a Band-Aid over a gaping wound, and it fails to restore the electoral voting rights, which were stripped from Florida citizens by Rick Scott in this Republican legislature.
Diaz de la Portilla did not respond to a request for comment before this story's deadline. Jordan says Democratic lawmakers have filed a series of elections law reform bills that seek to expand the number of early voting hours and include more types of buildings that could be used as early voting sites, among other things. Meanwhile, a lawsuit challenging the 2011 law filed by Democratic U.S. Representative Corinne Brown is still making its way through the court system. Secretary of State Ken Detzner is seeking a stay in that case until after the legislative session, when he hopes the issues will be resolved. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.